start the day over. Habacha, Ari Fletcher.
Ah, David. Rishus, the Tata, my father, the organizers, thank you, Simcha and Menachem Davids, once again. All the Chashva guests, David, thank you, everyone for coming. A few years ago, someone went over to Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein. Start with the Shulmeister. Someone went over to Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein and he said, listen, Rabbi, he was a resident of Ramat Elchanan, it's got no relevance to the story, that's just what this all happened. And he said, I go to Shia every week, at least once a week, by the same person, and without fail, every single time, I fall asleep. It could be because he's boring, it could be because he's just tired, whatever the reason is, I fall asleep. So he says, he's giving me a Shia Chol HaMoed Sukkos. Can I go and listen to him? Because then I'll be sleeping outside the sukkah. So it's not Mokach that I fall asleep, but sometime, maybe, when he can't sleep, he goes as well. But can I go to Chol HaMoed Sukkos to go to this Rabbi Shir? Because I know, but it's Becheskes, I'm going to fall asleep. So Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein turned to him and he said, listen, I think it's poshut that you can go to the Shir. Why? He says, because we know that there's a well-known halacha by Sukkos, it's Teshvu Ke'en Tadur. The rest of the year you're falling asleep. So Sukkos should be the same, so therefore you can go, and you fall asleep, you don't die. That's Teshvu Ke'en Tadur. It's a good answer. Baruch Hashem. So, Lemaisa, as Teish Mekan Tadur, that's the halacha I want to discuss today. But afterwards, Rabbi Zilberstein told him, he said that you should know the Ikar of Sukkos, why we have Chol HaMoed, is for people to come to the Beis Medrash and listen and hear Shurim and learn. And that's why, besides the Teish Mekan Tadur, you should definitely go and go to the Shir if you're going to learn some Torah. And I said this last year, and hopefully, Be'ez Hashem, I'll say it next year. Maybe not during this one. But Lemaisa, why are we now not in the sukkah? It's sukkahs. No. Have a share in the sukkah. You need to tell me in Manchester. It's raining. Okay, I hear. But the Maisa, why did I say it again and again? Because Rabbi Eliezer Baruch Finkel said that this is a mitzvah lefarsim. Mitzvah lefarsim. So I'm going to read you out his lashon. He brings it from the Baal Akedah. And he says that we learn out from the sukkah. Why can we learn outside the sukkah? He says, she'er limud asher azeh ha-toya, when someone learns bi'iyun. Someone learns in depth outside the sukkah, who atzmoi gufo shel sukkah. I don't need to go into the sukkah because when I'm learning Torah b'iyun, that is itself the sukkah. I'm in a sukkah. What do you mean that? I'm not physically in a sukkah. It doesn't make a difference. But you have the same, just like that. You have the same shekhinah which comes with the anani akovid. You're in a sukkah, just like the who brings it down the mabit. He makes any claim. He brings down that in the midbar they were there for 40 years. They weren't in sukkahs, sleeping in sukkahs, eating in sukkahs. Why? Because they had the anani akovid. I don't need to make a zechel anani akovid if I'm in the anani akovid. So too, when I'm learning, I have the anani akovid over me. I've got the shechel on top of me. Why do I need to go into a sukkah? I am in a sukkah now. So here we are, Baruch Hashem, in a sukkah, learning on the Chol HaMoed sukkahs. And Be'ez Hashem, if anyone wants to fall asleep, please, Teish Ken to do it. Go ahead. Someone actually asked Rabbi Baruch Finkel, if we're learning now in the sukkah, so can I go and eat? Is there a kovid here? Can I eat here? Why do I need to go to the sukkah? He said, no. He said, it's posher that you can't eat here. Why? Because Torah is, when learning be'ion, is your main misatzmoy be'olosh be'olosh al-Torah. When you're eating, you're not main misatzmoy. Like it. So, Ramela, eating's got to be in a real thing. But when you're learning, that doesn't have to be in the sukkah. So now, Bishar, I want to discuss Teishu Ken the Torah. We know this, the Torah says, "Besukos teishvu shivas yomim," and the Gemara Darshan Sukkah Chavches, "Teishvu ken tadur." You should live in the sukkah. You should, like you live in the house during the rest of the year. So now I want to discuss a specific shaila. You go through, anyone who's been through the Manchester city centre, seeing all these homeless people all over the streets. So let's say one of them is Jewish. Chas v'shalom. Let's say they don't have anywhere to live, but it should never happen. Would they be mechayev in a sukkah? What's the shayla? Teishvu ken tadur. Just like you live in a house during the rest of the year, that's how you should live in a sukkah. But if you don't live in a house, you live on the streets. You're a homeless person, you sleep on the streets. Are you mechayev in a sukkah? So, Pashas, we can say that we can compare it to Gemara in Sukkah Chavav. What does the Gemara say over there? The Gemara has a case of Shoimer Ganois or Pardesim. There are these people who used to stay in the gardens, in the orchards. And they used to guard the gardens, make sure that no ganovim came to steal anything. And what does Abaye there say? Abaye says, the question is, should we make a sukkah? Are they chayav in sukkah? Further, what's the, we said that we're possible, they're possible from sukkah, bein bayim, bein balayla. That's what the Gemara says. Further, the Gemara, I don't understand. Says the Gemara, I read it out of the Lashon. It says, v'le avdi sukkah hosa, v'le so. Why can't they just make a sukkah in the garden, in the orchard, and let them sit in the sukkah over there? Says Abaye, a one-liner. What we just said. Says Abaye, Abaye, oime, omar, teishvu, ke'en, taduru. Throughout the rest of the year, they don't live in a house. They live in the orchards, in the gardens. So when it comes to sukkahs, you can't say tzemi diras keva, like we say on sukkah b'safes. Say tzemi diras keva v'shob b'diras ay, because they don't live in a diras keva. They don't live in a permanent structure in order to go to a temporary one. So memela, so too, which we can say pashtus, someone who doesn't live in a house b'chlal, is like them. He doesn't live in a permanent structure. He can't say tzemi diras keva because he doesn't have a diras keva. He doesn't have some keva to live in order to go to diras ay. So therefore, our teshuva can't do it. We would say that he would be potter from a sukkah. The question now comes: if we have to take a look at sukkah daf mem vav, we have a look at Tosfos over there. There's a shtaka mashmoras from Tosfos that he would be chayav in a sukkah. Why? Because if we go to Chanukah for a second, I know it's this, but we'll go to Chanukah for a second. Chanukah, there's a din that if someone has, he doesn't have a house. Chanukah, we know the mitzvah is ner ish or besoy. That is totally on someone having a house in order to let them know. So therefore, if someone doesn't have a house, he's walking along the street and he sees a menorah in someone else's window. The Chazal Masakh and the special bracha is called a birkas haroya. Birkas haroya, and he makes a special bracha because he doesn't like his own menorah. He makes a birkas haroya on someone else's menorah. Spreaktosis, I don't understand. He says haroya ner shachanukah tzorich levorich. Bishar mitzvahs, however, that's only by Chanukah. Bishar mitzvahs, says Tosfos, involved what's in Tosfos, could go in halulah v'sukkah, lo yitokinu levorich loriyah. Elo gabi ner Chanukah. Tosfos is by one in Akasha. He says, I don't understand. Why only by ner Chanukah did the Chazal Masakin in a brocha, berg sariah? Why not by sukkah? Why not by lulav? Someone doesn't have a sukkah. They walk past a sukkah. Look, there's a sukkah. Make a berg sariah. When they see a lulav, make a big story. Why only by Chanukah? Why only by Chanukah do they make, if someone doesn't have a house, they made it, they want to sack in a special bracha. Says to it, there's a few truths in. But there's one text I want to focus on. He says, V'gam mishum sheyesh kama b'nei adam she'ein lohem batim. There are many people who don't have houses. V'ein biyodam l'kayim ha-mitzvah. That's why by Chanukah, they want to sack in a big story. But what about sukkahs? Sukkahs, we know that there could be people who they also don't have a house. So why is it any different? Why by Chanukah we made a special berg sariah that if someone walks past the menorah they make a bracha if they don't have a house? But by sukkah we didn't. But there's also people who don't have a house by sukkahs. And why can we make a bracha berg sariah for those who don't have a house by sukkahs? So smash me from Tosfos that even if you don't have a house, you'd be chayv in the midst of a sukkah. You'd be chayv to build a sukkah. Only by Chanukah, where it's toilet, when we say Nerush Rebeso, the aim beyond the kind of mitzvah, do we say that you have to go and build? Yeah, that there's a special book story. But by Sukkos, says Mashal from Tosfos. Tosfos says only by Chanukah when you don't have a house, then there was a book story. But by Sukkos, when you don't have a house, you'll still be chayav in the mitzvah in building the sukkah and eating the sukkah, sleeping in the sukkah, all these different things. So that's Mashmaros and Tosfos. But the shad is, that's a beautiful Mashmaros and Tosfos. But we just had a Teshvu Ke'en Tadur. So why Taka, do we not say Teshvu Ke'en Tadur? Throughout the rest of the year, they don't live in a house. So why Teshvu Ke'en Tadur, on Sukkot as well, why shouldn't they be able to not, why are they Mechuyev still in Sukkot, like this Mashmaros from the Tosfos? So, Rebbe Eliezer Finkel, I've been devouring this Yom Tov, a beautiful Sefer. And he wants to say like this. He says, what is the yisoid of the din of Teshvu Ke'en Tadur? The yisoid, he says, is that someone who is chayav, who if not, let's say, lulei mitzvah sukkah, if not, if there was never a mitzvah sukkah invented, there was no such mitzvah sukkah, where would he be living? He'd be living in his house. So that person, someone who's living in his house, he is now mechayav on sukkahs to go and sleep in a sukkah, to go and eat in a sukkah, make a sukkah, all the different din. But if someone, if not for the mitzvah sukkah, would not be living in a house. They would be living outside. Then as the din tzum teishu ken tadur, they would not be chayav in the sukkah because they don't live in a house. He says these homeless people, Are they be'etzem really not living in a house? Of course, physically, they're outside. But if someone would offer them a house, they would grab other opportunity. They want to live in a house. Where is every single person who's called an Odom, every Odom, where is the Toduro of that Odom? That's in a house. People don't live in cages. They don't live outside. They live in a house. So therefore, even if we say that, no, but the Etzemness, they're physically on the streets. But anyone who's called a person is called Teishu Ka'en Toduro. Toduro is where people live. They live in a house. Okay, they don't have a house. They punt don't have a house. It's a punt. What does punt mean? Grabber. I mean, I don't know how to say it. Punt means that they don't have a house right now. But they lemaisa, they would love to be living in a house. And the only reason, and that's why the Teishu Ka'en Toduro is how would they want to be living? They want to live in a house, that's where their deer is. But they don't have a house. The main Teishu Ka'en Toduro would be Mechayev them in a sukkah. Are you going to tell me the Shomer Gadol of Pardesim, the people, those who guard the gardens and the orchards, why are they passed from the sukkah? No, because that is Cholik B'Yosoid. Why? Because the Shomer Gadol of Pardesim, they don't want to be living in a house. For their parnasa, they're going out to the field, out to the garden, out to the orchard in order to make a parnasa. Faket, they do not want to be living in a house. Because they don't want to be living in a house, their Teishu, their Toduro is outside.
They want to live in a house.
Because
it says parnasa, they can't.
They want to be making a parnasa.
They want to make a parnasa, but of course they would love to have
parnasa. Avada, they can be mekayim the mitzvah. That's the beautiful of Sukkah. Avada, they can be mekayim the mitzvah of Sukkah if they can build a Sukkah. But where is their Toduro lemais? But Toduro now, they want to be living, they want to be making a parnasa. If they wouldn't want to make a parnasa, they'll just stay at home doing nothing. But they want to support the family. You're not happy with it? Hey,
Adoyte.
It's cold in winter. But I said they don't have a different parnasa. They're outside.
They've chosen to make that money, or maybe it's
not our choice. That was the only job available. But the mindset, that is their Toduro. So if that's their Toduro,
if you say to them, I'll give you money to live in a house, and they
wouldn't
need to eat after work.
Okay, they don't have to work. Okay, but that, if they wouldn't have to work, but where is that? They have now a choice. They can either stay at home. They have a house. But they can. A homeless person does not have a house. He would love to live in a house. This person, he has a house. He's choosing to leave his house and go and work.
Tesh and Kedir is attached to what you do in your house, you do in the Sikha. Or be Zichem Chiv in the Sikha.
Thank you.
Yeah. Long story short, he's making a sikkah.
I was making a short story long, but you want to make a long story short.
It's what you do in the house, you have to do in a sikkah.
There we go, beautiful. But that is definitely what they want to say. But the Maisa, cut a long story short, like Reb, what's your name?
Never mind.
Like the Reb is saying over here, to cut a long story short, Teishu Ka'en Toduro is like you're doing the sukkah, like you're doing that in your house all year round, you're doing the sukkah. So man, I want to ask you a question. You're in your sukkah, you want to go be excused, you go to the basic kisei. So now, you come back, do you make a new leishiv? Yes or no?
No.
Why do you make a new leishiv? I'll tell you the kasha. When I take my tefillin and I go to the basic kisei, do I make a new brother? For those who said I had my doubts on Yom Tov when I said this over, and I want to read you out my first Mishnah Berurah. Maybe I don't know. Maybe who the Chassidim go by?
Huh?
The Chayyim does my first Mishnah Berurah in Siman Chav Hey Sif Katzin Mem Zayin says the Mishnah Berurah. It says V'chein im chalotzon lichnois lebeis akisei. Someone removes their tefillin to go to the beis akisei. Afilu hayadato leloshon takeif. Even if his das was to wear it straight after he goes out of the basic kisei, tzorich, levarich, lekulei alma. Everyone holds you need to go and make a new bracha. You're saying only for okay. But lemaisa, so let's say he's going for that. But lemaisa, you need to make a new bracha. You go to the basic kisei in the middle of you're wearing your tefillin, you take your tefillin off, you go to the basic kisei, you need to make a new bracha. So why by sukkos I go to the basic kisei? I don't need to make a new leishiv. Mishnah. Terence says the whole shiur we've been discussing. Teishu Ka'en Toduro. Like I said, to make a long story short, Teishu Ka'en Toduro, like you live in a house, you go to the bathroom, that's the normal way of living. There is no problem with, it's not called, it's not going to be Mesiach Das from the Sukkah. It's all, that's how you live. But Rebbe Baruch wants to say a new, a Lomdisha Taich. He says, the Etzem Chefza of Tefillin it be'etzem is osur in a basic kisei. That it's a stira to a basic kisei. You can't have tefillin in a basic kisei. It's osur. But he wants to say we're about to gavrukaster. Here we go. So tefillin, the chefzer is osur. It's osur in a basic kisei. Mashenkin sukkah. It's not a din. It's a din in the gavra. Him, on the person himself. He has a mitzvah to go into the sukkah, and that mitzvah just the oifen of the kiyum of the oifen kiyum hamitzvah in Lomisha words. The way that mitzvah is performed is that it shouldn't be in a bathroom. Why? Because like we say in Chulin, that pay zayin. But I think that it says over there that altid the mitzvah shouldn't be bezuyis. So that's that it shouldn't be a shameful thing, like a disgusting thing. So that's why the gedder, the mitzvah wasn't. It's not that the mitzvah is not said there. But if someone eats in a beis hakisei, they're eating outside the sukkah. They're going to be over not eating on the aser. They're going to be over on the aser, not eating inside the sukkah. So it's still mutter on him. It's still on him this mitzvah of eating in a sukkah. Just boom, we don't go to the basic kisei because it's not better than the steer like filling is, but because the oifen of the asiyah of the mitzvah is not in a basic kisei, that's why we don't have it in a sukkah. But the ma'aseh says the chiyuv is still mutter on him, and the neighbor, that's why when I come back, I don't have to, there's not been any heschadas. That's why I don't have to, because there's not been any heschadas, I don't have to make a relation. I'm saying by tefillin, or we said it's on the ches of tefillin intrinsically is cannot be brought into a bathroom. The Mela, that's why you would have to make a new bracha, but by a sukkah, where it's still be'etzim, in it's still shaykh, but out, because of alti mitzvahs bezuyas, that's why we say you don't do it. Mela, that's why we're going to say that you by sukkah you don't make a new bracha, but by tefillin you do make a new bracha. The only shaykh on this is just to leave the olim with a shaykh. By Talmud Torah, I sit there learning. I'm learning. People, wherever you're learning, you made a Birkas HaTorah this morning and you started learning. Now you want to go to the basic kisei. So you come back, and now do you make a new bracha? By tefillin, we said that the etzim chefsa of Talmud Torah, of tefillin, is also in the basic kisei, and that's why you have to make a new bracha, because there's been a hesuk hadas, there's been a hesuk, there's been a break. So now by Torah, by Talmud Torah, it's also to even think and learning in a basic kisei. So now why would we know, does anyone here, I don't know anyone here makes a new bracha when they come back to learn. So why when you're learning, you made the Birkas HaTorah, now you're learning. Now you go to the basic kisei, now you come back. That was be'etzem, that was osur in the basic kisei to think and learning. So that was a hefsek. So why now when I come back, should it be any different? So you want to say that the Orach HaShulchan and the Taz, that the Torah, there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah the whole day, Hashem in tefillin, that's not klikas. That's because is that just the Rabbanon deraisa? You're telling me the Bria Locha is similar to Zayin, who says over there that whether it's if deraisa there's a mitzvah to wear the tefillin all day, or else now it's just the Rabbanon, else gufnoki. Okay, but the Mishnah says and has another beautiful reason. He says even when you're in the bathroom, there's still dinei Torah which are shayach in the bathroom. For all different which hands you can use, all different dinim of what you can reveal, what you can't reveal, then maybe you're still keeping within the dinei Torah even in the base of kisei. And maybe there's not been any hesek even in the base of kisei, and that's why you're doing it making new book. Have a lovely, lovely yontif. Yeah.